Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
It's time to get the morning sports news on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, what a Monday we have in store around Atlanta. Not only are we going to have the eclipse parties going on, but we have a ton of stuff to talk about on a huge, huge week ahead in Atlanta sports history. And welcome to the Kia Studios, John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The whole crew's here on this Monday morning. Yesterday in Pittsburgh, the Steelers rallied in the second half and beat the Atlanta Falcons 17-13. A game that the Atlanta Falcons started quickly and had their first team defense, Hugh, just like the Miami game in the first one, where the defense was on the field first, three and out, and then the offense got on the field and scored. Same thing happened in Pittsburgh. Three and out from the defense, and then the offense got on the field and scored. Great starts.
Great start, man. I like the defense. I like what they were doing up front. They got pressure on the quarterback. Grady Jarrett got a sack. Granted, it was against Josh Dobbs. I think Ben Roethlisberger would be a little bit harder to get down, Big Ben. But great start, man. This was a big problem for the Falcons last year with that defense getting off to a slow start. Looks like they're locked in, and that's the kind of games that you want to have, especially the first two. Next week, we get a little bit more time to see them on the field, and hopefully they build off of that.
Certainly, Matt Ryan came out firing 4 of 6 on the opening drive, including a couple to Mohamed Sanu, who looked really good in his limited time, and that set up Teron Ward to score the game's first touchdown.
Ryan in the gun, hands to Ward. Teron Ward lowers the shoulder and drives into the end zone for the Falcon touchdown.
And Teron Ward, 9 carries, 37 yards in that touchdown, outdueling Brian Hill again. Brian Hill, the running back drafted out of Wyoming, 7 carries, 14 yards. And after the game, Dan Quinn talked about that battle for the number three running back spot.
Both guys are really challenged, you know, to see if that part of our game can come to life as well as their role on special teams. And both of them really competed hard today, so we can't wait to watch them.
Yeah, so it's a battle that will continue into this week three against Arizona coming up on Saturday. But right now, I mean, Teron Ward, you know, I don't know what I'm looking at in practice, but I just think that Teron Ward is really looking good.
He's taking advantage of the situation. You know, Devontae Freeman didn't play. Tevin Coleman didn't play a whole lot. I don't think he had like 2 snaps. And Teron Ward is just going out there, and he knows that they drafted this young man, Brian Hill. He knows that they're coming for his job, and he's not going out without a fight, bottom line.
The Falcons then, after the quick start to the game where they built a 10-0 lead, it slowly started to kind of slide away from them, and in the second half, it all kind of came to a head when the issues on special teams led to a Pittsburgh touchdown.
Atlanta goes three and out. Here's the Bosher punt for Trey Williams. And Williams breaks free. Back up the field. Trey Williams, far side, 20, 15, 10. And Williams scores on the punt return.
That was, of course, Wes Durham on 92.9 The Game. And for Dan Quinn, the fast start and a slow finish, emblematic of week one. It happened again to his team in the preseason.
We were really pleased with the start, the mindset, the attitude to come out and really play hard. We feel like we've seen this movie before 2 weeks in a row where we didn't sustain that intensity for the second half. And that standard applies to everybody, first half, second half, all the way through. So we got lots of work to do to go back and look and clean up. We really want to find out, you know, who was really battling for it, especially for some of these spots that are up for grabs.
All right. So, again, we have, you know, the first units doing their jobs, and then, you know, some of the guys that aren't going to make the team in the second half, you know, really struggling. But again, those are guys that are not going to make the team.
John, you want everybody to play well. If right. You go in, it's just like a closer in baseball. He got to hold the lead. He got to maintain. And you know, these guys are considered professionals. When you put that uniform on, you're a professional. And if the offense goes out there and they give you a lead, then the second team defense, even the third team defense, is expected to hold that lead because you're going against their third team. I mean, that's how you build depth. And that's what Coach Quinn is talking about. And that's when I think he said in his cut, everybody's expected to go out there and do that. So, I mean, I know it's not the guys that aren't going to play as much, but they have to go out there and do their job, because even if they're not going to be a starter here, they might be looked at to be a starter somewhere else. We talk about the Jets and how they're going to fill their roster.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing. You got to go out there. You got to maintain, man. You got to go out there, and it can't be that much of a drop-off when you talk about your first team, second team, and third team. You got to be able to sustain that.
Well, you have the situation with the punt unit, and this is something Keith Armstrong, I'm sure, that you know, one of the big talking points today will be the punt game, because, and there's no reflection on Matt Bosher, obviously, but the punt game had three or four serious flaws in it. The fact is, Bosher was run into at one time because the blocking scheme was poor, and that was a little bit of a concern because he came up hobbling a little bit. The next time, Bosher was blocked, and then the next time, there was a return for 64 yards for a touchdown. So there was protection issues, there's coverage issues of staying in your lane. The punt team yesterday had a very bad, bad game, and I think that's probably cause for some concern, don't you?
Well,
gotta clean that up.
Well, some of those guys that are out there, and I'm not trying to slight them in any way. They're trying to make this roster, so they're putting in guys at different positions, trying different things. It's one of those things you don't want to get your punter hurt. You do not want that to happen. So yeah, it's gonna be some feelings being hurt today in the team meeting, if they have one today. Definitely going to be some feelings being hurt.
All those people that wanted Eric Weems cut and didn't want him on the team anymore because he fair catches too much, which I understand that, you know, sometimes you don't need a fair catch every time, but he was the personal protector for the punter. And he was the guy that called out a line switch or an audible or something if he saw something coming that they weren't initially prepared for. So, you know, you miss guys like that.
No doubt. No doubt. I mean, he didn't do a whole lot, but he did his job. You know what I mean? And so that's one of the things that you miss when a guy like that is not back there.
He was the heartbeat of the special teams during his tenure here.
Grady Jarrett was talking after the game about speed and practice and how it reflects in games. Here's Grady.
We practice fast, though. You know, it's not a lot of just unnecessary beating on each other, but we definitely get it in when the time comes, whether it's in our one-on-ones, team periods, or a competition at a high level. So when we come to the game, it's just second nature to us. So, I mean, that may be, you know, a reason why we seem like we're moving fast, our first group. But, you know, that's just the standard that we have.
Yeah, well, it is the standard that they set. And granted, I understand no Ben Roethlisberger, no Le'Veon Bell. But the Falcons' first-team defense, again, looked pretty darn good out there. There were some nice moments throughout the defense. I mean, Grady had a nice play. You had a nice play made by Jatarius Jones, had a good game. And Tack McKinley looked every bit the number one pick. He was only in there for a brief period of time, Hugh, but we got a chance to see not only his speed but his power on a bull rush.
He got some speed out the corner, and I like the way he held the point of attack. There was one play where they tried to run the ball at him, and he was coming up the field, and he saw it. He had great awareness on that play, and he stopped, and he put his foot in his ground, and he stopped the tackle's momentum. He didn't get blew off the ball. So he has great awareness as far as playing that defensive end spot. I think he's going to be okay. And to your point, he showed that burst off the corner.
And Duke Riley certainly elevated, I think, in his second game and was even more aware of his, you know, there were times where, you know, again, this is a growth. When you're talking about second game as a pro, you know, a growth thing, but, you know, there's certainly speed on this defense. It was great to see Courtney Upshaw out there doing what he was doing. You know, we've seen this from Adrian Claiborne. We're seeing these, you know, the depth here. And Quincy Mojé made a nice interception. That was a heck of an adjustment. I don't know if he'll make this team, but for Quincy Mojé, well, on the busted play, well, that was a heck of a catch. He had to kind of turn his body and dive and put his hands underneath it and hold the ball.
The more you can do.
Yeah, the more you can do. Some of the other people, of course, there was a battle for the wide receiver spot. Did you see any separation here with Doble and Reggie Davis?
I was watching the defensive line. I mean, I was watching how those guys were playing. I was watching a little bit of the offensive line, but as far as receivers were concerned, no, I didn't check them out too much.
Yeah, because Hall dropped that one touchdown pass, and you know, I mean, one play can get you cut. One play can get you cut.
You love that, don't you, John?
Well, but it's true.
Yeah, this is your favorite time of year because hundreds of people get fired at the end of the month.
Yeah, it is. You are kind of enamored with being fired and not playing well. I mean, it's just one of those things that's fascinating. I mean, it's preseason, and you got most of the quarterbacks in the league cut.
We love you, John.
Well, most of the quarterbacks in the league stink.
So, I mean, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and it kind of makes you wonder why, you know, a guy like Colin Kaepernick.
I've let it go.
I'm just – okay. But, yeah, that there.
The headlines brought to you by McDonald's. You can stop by McDonald's for a new Minute Maid slushie. You can choose from any of the new flavors, fruit punch, cherry limeade, orangeade. And if you got the kiddies today, think about this. You stop by McDonald's for lunch, you get a bunch of orangeade and fruit punch Minute Maid slushies, and you watch the eclipse. Just don't stare at it, okay? Just don't do that. McDonald's, there's a McDonald's right down the street. You see the arches right down the street from you. As we talk about the Braves yesterday beating up, and a big day for the Braves, an explosion in the fifth inning, a six-run fifth inning that was capped by Tyler Flowers' grand slam.
Fly ball belted deep toward left field. Tyler Flowers with a grand slam.
That big old four-run home run from Chip Carey on Fox Sports South. And for Tyler Flowers, look, every time a player hits a grand slam, it's a special moment.
Definitely a timely hit for me today. A couple guys putting up good at-bats before that. Them bypassing Nick, and it's always nice to, cash in those situations.
The Braves broke open the game, Hugh, win it 8-1 over the Reds, including a lot of guys were hitting yesterday. Brandon Phillips, three hits. Freddie Freeman, three hits, including his 22nd home run. Dansby Swanson, 2-for-3, including another triple, and he's raised his average to .222.
Yeah, shout out to Dansby Swanson and Sean Newcomb yesterday. Got his first win, so that's big. Had a chance to go to the park Friday, man. That was the first time that I've been there since we visited. Man, that is a phenomenal place. I mean, it was jumping. Unfortunately, they didn't get the win Friday night, but, man, it's the atmosphere was just bananas. A lot of Cincinnati fans were there, too. Came there for the weekend. But yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, there are a lot of Reds fans, being in this area. Kentucky is huge Reds territory. And so, it's great for the Falcons, a chance to come home and play at Mercedes-Benz Stadium with that brand spanking new stadium. Georgia State has its brand spanking new stadium. The Braves have their brand spanking new stadium. And the Hawks will have theirs, too. So, I mean, it's a time of change and festive atmospheres all over the place when it comes to sports in the city of Atlanta. As for the Braves, they will now face the Seattle Mariners are in town as this long homestand continues. And tonight, the Mariners against the Braves at SunTrust Park, and Mike Foltynewicz will be on the hill for the Atlanta Braves. All right, we are counting down to what is going to be a gigantic weekend in sports, and a big week, too. Atlanta United is back in action on Wednesday on the road against DC United. It's their first game in over 2 weeks. They practiced at Mercedes-Benz State, and 20,000 people showed up for practice at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Man, I cannot wait to see it for myself. I know my man KD Bowe. Shout out to KD Bowe. He was tweeting pictures out, him and Tron, of the cars that they were putting in the stadium. Like, they put the Maybach in, and I guess they got a chance to, like, put them in, like, position them or whatever. Man, that is a nice, swanky place. I mean, and even though we've been in there, it looks like it's even bigger. It looks even wider. The concourses and everything where you can walk. I mean, if you haven't seen it yet, people, just go to see the new amenities and all, like, just the swankiness that's in that spot. It's something to be seen, man, for real.
And people will say, and I've seen this, on the text line and on Twitter from some people, I can't afford to go. The tickets are too expensive, yada, yada, yada. I will say this. For the Jacksonville game, I don't want to go see the fourth preseason game. Nobody's going to play in it. You're going to tour the stadium. The Jacksonville game, you can get tickets on Ticketmaster for $20. Okay? $20.
I mean, I'd go just to, for the night out, just to walk around to see what it's going to look like, to be totally honest. I mean, because it's a showpiece. No question about it. It's a definite showpiece.
You know, and again, it's not like the only events that are going to be going on in the stadium. There are going to be plenty of events going on in the stadium. Tons of them. Tons of events going on at the stadium. And, of course, that all brings us up to Saturday. Just a couple of thoughts. We're going to have the Braves are at home all week. You got the Mariners and then the Rockies coming in. You have Atlanta United on the road on Wednesday. And that'll set us up for Friday, where everybody on the station, from us through Rick and John through Dukes and Bell, will be doing their shows and broadcasting live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium in our first look in the day ahead of the Atlanta Falcons and the Arizona Cardinals in the first event at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And that's all Saturday. And Saturday is going to be such a day. I'm going to wake up Saturday, going to the new Mercedes-Benz Stadium and seeing the Falcons back at home for the first time and in a home setting in their new stadium. I can't wait for that. And then it's college football. And then from college football, it's off to the fight on Saturday night with Mayweather and McGregor. All right, it's Monday. Do you have any change in your prediction of Mayweather-McGregor, week of the fight?
Change in what way, John?
Now that these two guys have been working out and you've seen all kind of the social media, your opinion changed at all?
As far as what? I mean, he's a boxer, Floyd Mayweather is a boxer, dyed-in-the-wool boxer. It's called the sweet science for a reason. Now, Conor McGregor has a chance. There's no question about that. But I just think that with when you're talking about using strategy and everything, that I think Floyd is the better strategist going into the fight.
How about we give a shout-out to Terrence Crawford for knocking out Ndongo in the third round via gut shot. Another body, that's like the second body shot this year we've seen in a championship fight, knock someone out of a fight. So kudos to Terrence Crawford. Hopefully Lomachenko beats Rigondeaux and then he moves up to 140 to take on Crawford, because that's the fight I think, that's another fight we want to see. Not to talk about real boxing, but.
Okay. Well, Lomachenko's got a lot of people excited about him, that's for sure. I mean, didn't he fight like something like 400 amateur bouts or something silly like that?
Yeah, he was like 396 and 12 or something in amateur, something like that.
I do fight 400.
Well, that guy who's going to fight, Rigondeaux, if I'm pronouncing his name right, he won like 463 amateur fights. Both of them are two-time Olympians. They're going to fight on ESPN apparently in December.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.